It is Monday, the beginning of another week, and we welcome you back into the Bun Sports Show. I'm Jacob Bun. 16 weeks from this coming Saturday, we will be entering into another college football season. It will be the first Saturday of the year, September 1st. The countdown is on. 115 days until the first game on that Thursday night. Can't wait, but still a lot to go until then, including previews, SEC media days, and some other sports topics that might arise from other parts of the universe other than college football, if there are any other parts of the universe, that is. Well, of course, naturally, the SEC had the most players drafted in the 2012 NFL draft. I don't think anything else would be expected at this point. The SEC is an NFL machine now. We will get into how many players went from each school and who they were. Run it all down for you in a few minutes. I love the feedback, love the emails. Of course, if you want to connect with the Bun Sports Show, you can do so on Twitter at twitter.com/BunSports. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/JacobBun. You can email us as well at mail@BunSports.com, or you can email me personally at jacob@BunSports.com. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/BunSports. Coming up this summer, we're going to be a little void of topics. Well, that is, barring another Bobby Petrino-like story coming out of nowhere, but I don't see one of those coming. But you never know. This is the SEC we're talking about. But if we don't, we'll be getting into some other topics, and I want to give you the chance to bring up some topics that you might be interested in, and you can send them to me at jacob@bunsports.com. Let me know if you have a topic you want to discuss, or if there's a guest or someone you would like to hear from. We will do whatever in our power here at Bun Sports Show to try to make that happen for you, and we can have fun. It's not as close to the vest, it's not as agenda-driven, of course, as it is during college football season. Once we get into the season, things are pretty tight. The 2012 NFL draft was led by the SEC. 42 selections during the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday proceedings in Radio City Music Hall were from the SEC. The SEC led the country for the sixth straight year. What else has the SEC done for six straight years? That number rings a bell. With 42 draft selections and all 12 teams had at least one player selected. That's pretty key, too. All 12 teams had at least one player taken. Now, next year, of course, it'll be 14, so be interesting to see how well the SEC does next year. The Big Ten was second with 41 selections, and then it dropped down to 31 by the ACC. But let's be clear about this. The Big Ten did not have many in the first round and had a few in the second round, but the later rounds is when the Big Ten started racking up their selections. The SEC was heavy throughout. 31 selections for the ACC. The SEC was the only conference to have a player selected from every one of its teams. Alabama led the country in total draft selections with 8, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma with 7. Those are the top three teams as far as in the nation. Here's the SEC rundown by team. As we mentioned, Alabama with 8, Georgia with 7, South Carolina with 6, LSU with 5, Arkansas with 4, Mississippi State with 3, Florida with 2, Kentucky with 2, Vanderbilt with 2, Auburn with 1, Ole Miss with 1, and Tennessee snuck in there with 1 player. Now, here are all 42 players that were taken by the NFL draft from each team. From the first round, Trent Richardson was taken 3rd. He went to the Cleveland Browns from Alabama. LSU's Mo Claiborne was taken 6th to the Cowboys. Alabama's Mark Barron was taken 7th to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. South Carolina's Stephen Gilmore was taken 10th to the Buffalo Bills. Mississippi State's Fletcher Cox was taken 12th to the Eagles. LSU's Michael Brockers was taken 14th to the Rams. Alabama's Dre Kirkpatrick was taken 17th to the Bengals. South Carolina's Melvin Ingram was taken 18th to the Chargers. And Alabama's Dante Hightower was taken 25th to the New England Patriots. 5 SEC players went in the second round. Courtney Upshaw from Alabama, Cody Glenn from Georgia, Alshon Jeffrey from South Carolina, Casey Hayward from Vanderbilt, and Reuben Randall from LSU. In the third round, Brandon Taylor from LSU and Jake Beckett from Arkansas were taken. In the fourth round, there were 10 SEC players taken. Ben Jones from Georgia, Joe Adams from Arkansas, Bobby Massey from Ole Miss, Jay Howard from Florida, Orson Charles from Georgia, Jarius Wright from Arkansas, Brandon Boykin from Georgia, Ron Brooks from LSU, Brandon Mosley from Auburn, Greg Childs from Arkansas. In the fifth round, there were six: Josh Chapman from Alabama, Malik Jackson from Tennessee, Daquan Menzie from Alabama, Rokivius Watkins from South Carolina, Chris Rainey from Florida, and Vic Ballard from Mississippi State. In the sixth round, there were four: Blair Walsh, a place kicker from Georgia, Winston Guy from Kentucky, Danny Trevathan from Kentucky, Charles Mitchell from Mississippi State. And in the final round, the seventh round, Justin Anderson from Georgia, Tim Fuger from Vanderbilt, D'Angelo Tyson from Georgia, Antonio Allen from South Carolina, Brad Smelly from Alabama, and Travion Robertson from South Carolina. Those were all of the players taken in the NFL draft from the SEC. So another stellar year for the conference, and once again, the SEC proves why its brand is leading the nation, and it also proves why it has the last six BCS championships. There is no substitute for the kind of talent the SEC gets. There is talent in the Big Ten. There's talent in the Pac-12. Some talent in the ACC and Big East. But there's just no substitute for the kind of athletes that come out of the SEC on a year-in, year-out basis. You look at Alabama and LSU, after last year, had the two best teams in the country, slugged it out in a fierce battle in November, and then met again in a one-sided contest in January. But there's no doubt that those two teams had the best talent in the nation. Well, here we go again. 2012, LSU and Alabama, arguably two of the top three teams in the nation, loaded with talent again. There's just no drop-off in the SEC. And then, of course, you have the rest of the conference as well to contend with. Of course, Auburn won a championship 2 years ago. Talent drop-off, obviously, for Auburn the last couple of years, but I think Auburn will rebuild, not to the level they were, obviously, but, you know, Cam Newton is a talent in and of himself that is unprecedented in college football. So you had that going for you as well if you're Auburn. And then you have Georgia, which is accumulating talent right and left. Now, can they put it together on the field is a whole other story, but they do have talent. They had seven players taken here in the NFL draft. And I think that's key, because Georgia has not been able, of course, to get to that plateau. Of course, they won an SEC championship under Rick the last 10 years, but lately they haven't been able to get over the hump, beating the West on a consistent basis, and, of course, getting to that national championship game. It seems like Georgia's the next team in line, if you think about it. Florida's 1-2. Alabama's 1-2. LSU's 1-2. Auburn's 1-1. So you would think Georgia would be the next in line. Tennessee's doing nothing right now. I mean, they're not even in the conversation, or else they would be up there. But I think Georgia is the team that everybody expects to break through that threshold, and they just haven't. But that's not a reflection on the lack of talent. They had seven players taken in the 2012 draft, and all of them were very talented players. And they have arguably the best quarterback. Well, they have the best quarterback in the SEC. I think most people would agree. They have arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the nation coming back in Aaron Murray as a junior, who will probably not be at Georgia barring an injury or any other unforeseen circumstances after this next season. Probably go to the NFL. But they have all of that. They just haven't been able to put it all together. Is this the year for Georgia? I don't know. It's something we'll get into over the next couple of months as we lead up to college football season. That's a topic I want to discuss. Because Georgia obviously lost the first two games of the 2011 season. Then they won 10 in a row. They won 10 in a row. I know they're in the East, and the East is down right now, but they still won 10 in a row. That is not easy to do in the SEC, and they did beat Auburn badly. Florida in a slugfest. Maybe they shouldn't have beaten Vanderbilt, but they did. Of course, they took care of business against Tennessee, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Georgia Tech. And then went to the SEC Championship And after a brilliantly played first half, were drilled in the second half by LSU. And I think the difference between Alabama, LSU, and teams like Georgia showed in that second half. I'm not saying that Georgia has as much talent as either Alabama or LSU did last year coming into this year, but they do have talent, and you're seeing it from Georgia. And I think that's one of the things about the SEC. Even the teams that aren't in the championship game have a lot of talent. South Carolina was the next with six. Well, has South Carolina, have they been to a BCS championship game? No. You see, the SEC has had Alabama, LSU, Florida, and Auburn all go to BCS championship games and win the last several years, yet Georgia and South Carolina and even Arkansas are in the top five with players taken in the 2012 NFL draft. That shows you and illustrates the top-to-bottom talent that is contained in this league. And it's just going to continue. It's just going to continue. Arkansas has a good bit of talent coming back next year. And I know everybody's going to blame if Arkansas has a 7-5, 8-4, 9-3 season. They're going to blame the lack of a championship, because if they have a 9-3 season, they will not win the West. Sorry, it's not going to happen. You have to do better than that. You're going to have to beat Alabama, maybe both Alabama and LSU, but you're going to at least have to beat one. If they don't do that, everybody's going to say, well, if Bobby Petrino had been there, they would have won the West. They would have gone to the SEC championship. I don't necessarily agree. I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened. Petrino is an excellent strategist, and they are losing quite a bit from their overall program with not having him on board. And the reason for that is he was an excellent game day strategist. Now, I know some Alabama fans might be thinking, wow, he sure didn't appear that way in Tuscaloosa when he was whipped year in, year out. And that's true. That is true. But Bobby Petrino did lose to Alabama, and he did have trouble beating LSU. He beat him once, I think. But let's think about this objectively. Game in and game out against the likes of Mississippi State, Auburn, the tough teams in the SEC, not named Alabama and LSU, South Carolina. Bobby Petrino was able to strategize and exploit weaknesses and utilize his players to a very beneficial extent. A lot of coaches struggle with that. Bobby Petrino didn't. Not saying he's to the level of Les Miles, Nick Saban, but he didn't do that. I just don't see John L. Smith doing the same thing. I don't see him utilizing the players in the same way Bobby, or even out-coaching. I mean, do you think John L. Smith is going to out-coach Steve Spurrier? It's not going to happen. Now, obviously, they could win, because football is a game with a funny-shaped ball that bounces funny. But I don't see it happening. So that's one thing Arkansas has going against them this season. But everybody's going to blame it that it's not on Bobby Petrino. And having said all that about what a brilliant strategist he is, I don't think that Arkansas was necessarily a lock to be in Atlanta or beyond, even with Bobby Petrino. As we've mentioned, he can't beat Alabama. He hasn't beaten LSU consistently. So, the only two losses he's had the last 2 years have been to the best teams in the nation. This past year, he lost to Alabama and LSU. Well, they played for the national championship. The year before, they lost to Auburn, which won the national championship, and Alabama, which may have been one of the more talented teams in the nation. So, 2 years in a row, they've lost to the best teams. We get that. However, they still lost to the best teams 2 years in a row. They couldn't beat them. And they've had excellent talent. Tyler Wilson, of course, is back. So, I don't know that if John L. Smith ends up having a 9-3 year, it's going to be hard for me to say, unless there's just an unmistakable coaching blunder along the way. It's going to be hard for me to say, well, Bobby Petrino would have done much better. He would have gone 11-1, perhaps 12-0, been to Atlanta and the BCS championship. I don't see that. I just have a hard time saying that. Could have happened, obviously, but we'll never know about that. What we will know about is John L. Smith. So I'm looking at Arkansas I think they have a lot of talent, but I don't know that it is as hyped as some people want to insist that it is, and that they are as loaded and stacked as, and they're going to be the force that everyone thinks that they are. Remember, the SEC the last few years has been unpredictable. Now, last year is pretty easy to predict Alabama and LSU, but nobody saw Auburn coming in 2010. The SEC has a team that'll rise from the ashes that nobody is prepared for. And I think if everybody heaps praise on Arkansas, it's the old Houston Nutt rule. When everybody said that they were going to be good under Houston Nutt, any team that Houston Nutt had, Arkansas or Ole Miss, they were usually not that good. But when everybody discounted them, didn't have them in the top half of the conference picked at SEC Media Days, then all of a sudden, here they came. 10-win season. And I think you could see that this year. Maybe out of a South Carolina, or maybe a new team like Texas A&M or Missouri. Highly doubted on Texas A&M's part. I would think more along the lines of Missouri could have a 10-win season. Nobody looking for it. So that's the way I look at it. Maybe Florida under Will Muschamp. Florida needs something to happen. But Florida has a talent gap right now that is starting to widen, and it's not good news for Gator fans, and things need to change in Gainesville for them to be able to get back to the prominence that they held. But I don't know who it's going to be. It's a fascinating discussion, though. As you look toward the 2012 season, we know Alabama's going to be good and LSU's going to be good. And I think it's generally assumed that Georgia is the favorite coming out of the East. However, they're not my favorite. My favorite's South Carolina. But I'm talking about if you took a consensus poll across the nation, everybody would say just Georgia's the favorite. But I say Steve Spurrier has a burr under his saddle about last year, and he has a lot of talent returning, including a quarterback that he likes in Connor Shaw, and that is not to be underestimated. Steve Spurrier, when he has a gunslinger that he can rely on and call a play and trust him, then that is dangerous. We've seen it in the past, of course, hearkening back to the glory days in Florida. Then he has other talent as well. Georgia has a great quarterback, too. But we're talking about Steve Spurrier here. And that's why I say South Carolina has a good chance to win the SEC East. And here's another thing about South Carolina. The big game is going to be between Georgia and South Carolina. It used to be, of course, on the second weekend. Now they've moved it to October, which Steve Spurrier says kind of hates that because Georgia usually has one or two players suspended, of their key players suspended in the second week of the year. But now it's been moved to October, middle of the year. That game's going to be in Columbia, not Athens. That's big, too, because I think that that game could be the decider in the East. But Missouri will be a factor, by the way. Missouri will be a factor. I'm saying it right now on April 30th. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win, not making any grandiose statements. Haven't made my predictions yet. You'll see them. Previews are coming out starting in June. But Missouri will be a factor. One way or another, they will have something to say about which team wins the East. It's going to happen. Well, another fascinating discussion, and I could keep going on and on all day long about each team in the SEC and their chances of the 2012 year, but we'll have to save it because we have more shows to come in the next couple of months. But as we roll on, remember what I said earlier about any suggestions you may have. You can email me, jacob@bunsports.com, and be glad to take them and see what we can do. Anything in our control, we'll be glad to do. Hope everyone continues to have a good week, good start to the week. It is Monday. Friday is in 4 days, but who's counting? We'll see you.